Greetings from the synagogue, Emmanuel. Standard for your life. You're about to listen to a life-changing message by Prophet TB Joshua. We believe that as you listen in faith, your life will never be the same again. Emmanuel.
Let us welcome the Holy Spirit.
Oh, Holy Spirit, we welcome you today. Fill us with your presence as we give you the praise. come in this place, this place. Everybody say, Holy Spirit, come and take.
Come and take your place.
Oh, Holy Spirit.
Oh, Holy Spirit.
We welcome you.
We welcome you today.
Fill us with your
Fill
presence.
Us with your presence.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Where can you go from His presence?
Amen.
East, south, west, north.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. So, we have this step between you and the cure. I'm going to take you to page 12. Jesus is committed to your healing because He's concerned about you. Jesus is committed to your salvation because He's concerned about you. Jesus is committed to your blessing because He's concerned about you. He's committed to your protection because He's concerned about you. Look at Isaiah 53 verse 5. He came to reestablish the wholeness that man had before the fall. You are created in the image and the likeness of God. You are like unto God. Not you are like God. Take note of that. You are like unto God. This means it is unnecessary to suffer whatever you are suffering now. You are like unto God. This means it is unnecessary to suffer whatever you are suffering now because you are born to rule. You take your time to read the passage. That will lead me to our title here today. Matthew 12. Let me quickly take just verse 34. Brood of vipers, how can you, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. A good man out of the good treasure of his heart. Verse 39. For by your words you will be justified, and by your words you will be condemned. You are justified already. Let someone say, I am justified. I'm no longer condemned. You are justified. You are no longer condemned. Defeat and failure are things of the past. Hallelujah. Now, to maintain your position, set a guide, O Lord, over my word, and keep watching the door of my lips. Let someone say, set a guide. The connection between the heart and mouth is stated here. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Your thought is always sensed. Tell your neighbor, my thought is always sensed. You may think that I'm not thought. No, something's clear to you. Thought and word to Jesus, it is true prayer. Whatever you think, whether foolish or whatever, it does not take long to realize that Jesus believed that what you say is important. Some of us never confess failure, but we keep living in a failure realm. You never say, failure come. You always say, God, bless me. But what is happening in your heart? Some never confess sickness, but they keep living in the realm of sickness. The word of your mouth will either justify you or condemn you. Which I give account of everywhere spoken by our mouths. If they are not, take note, according to the truth of God's word, they will remain idle, meaningless, and oftentimes destructive if they are not. What is going through your mind? Your word, your thought is always sensed. They are like currents moving in the air. Those words are capable of drawing towards people or driving you away. If those words, your thoughts, are not according to the truth of God's word, they will remain idle, meaningless, oftentimes destructive. Let someone say, my thoughts is always sensed. You say, I don't pray. I do know that you don't pray. When thought and words to Jesus, it is true prayer. If you say, let us pray, and you say, pray, he's praying, don't worry. At least something is going through his mind. He's praying. Say, let us pray. My son, my daughter, my husband doesn't pray. When we wake up in the morning, doesn't offer prayer. When I say, let us pray, it doesn't answer. He's praying. The Bible says, thought and words to Jesus, it is true prayer. Whether you close your eyes or it's true prayer. My people, life we are looking at, it does not just happen to us. It's all about choices and how we respond to every situation.
Even is the only condition for answer prayer. With my mouth I confess. With my heart I believe God's word is true for my life. Oh Lord, I believe.
Lord, I believe. Lord.
Baby.
more of that. Thank you. You listen to that. She's communicating. That is what she's saying. You will never succeed in any business unless you believe in that business. The reason why you run from pillar to pole, when you believe in business, whether good or not, you stand by that business. It's not the issue of the business is not going on, you abandon it. You're a motor dealer because the season is not good for you, you abandon that business and you run to firewood and it's not going well, you run again to another direction. It means you don't believe those business. When you believe in business, whether good or not, you stand by it. You cannot succeed in any business unless you believe in that business. You must believe in the product you are advertising. Say, we want to buy it, want to buy, want to buy, want to buy. The trouble come, you keep it. Whether trouble or not, who want to buy it? You should be ready to defend your products and stand by it. Jesus believed his product. Look at the way you play the Christian life. You go about it as if it's hobby. It's not hobby. You know when it's called something hobby, you play it, and when it's not going well, you can jump to another one. We don't exercise a belief in hobby. Christian life is not hobby. You see it as hobby. That is why you are a Christian when the goings are good. When you believe Jesus because of blessing you receive, when that blessing is no longer there, you are bound to abandon Jesus. Whether he blessed me or not, he is my... Whether he saved me or not, he is my Savior. Whether he delivered me or not, whether he redeemed me or not, set a guy. You are here today. If I also put on the kind of attitude many of us put on in our Christian life, I will have abandoned my Savior because of persecution, because of intimidation, because of hatred of my brethren. Here I am today. But you, little time, you want to be praised. You want to be praised. You want praises. You want people to appreciate you. We are not doing all this to be appreciated. We do it because we love people. In conclusion, let me take you to the book of Philippians 4, verse 8. Are you there? Finally, brethren, whatever things are truth, whatever things are noble, and whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, and whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there's any, take note of that, if there's any, you are asked to think about this. Whatever things, you are asked to refrain from speaking negative things. Tell your neighbor, refrain from thinking, from speaking negative things. Because thought and word to Jesus, it is true prayer. You are asked to refrain from speaking anything negative because thought and word to Jesus, it is true prayer. You say, I don't pray because I don't have faith. Already, what you are saying is prayer. When you stand to say, I don't used to pray, I'm not a Christian, I don't used to pray, I don't have faith. Let's go to church. No, I'm not going to church. I don't. Already, you are praying. What you are saying is prayer. Say, I don't have faith. Already, you are praying. Refrain from speaking anything negative. If you must speak, then think and speak whatever things are just, whatever are noble, whatever are good reports, whatever are honorable, because thoughts and words to Jesus, it is true prayer. Let someone say, set a guy.
Set a guy.
Set a guy. You must believe, because believing is our connection. Whether he hear me or not, is my healer. Whether he deliver me or not, is my deliverer. Whether he save me or not.
When the music fades, all is stripped away, and I simply come, longing just to bring something nothing that's of worth that will bless your heart. Oh Lord,
I'll bring you more than a song.
For a song.
For a song in itself is not what you have required.
You search much deeper within.
You search much deeper within.
Through the way things appear.
Through the way things appear.
You look alone.
You look into my heart.
I'm coming back.
I'm calling back
to the heart of worship.
Lord,
it's all about
it's
you.
All about you.
It's all about you.
It's all about you.
Oh, Lord, I'm sorry, Lord.
I'm sorry, Lord, for the things I've made.
Oh, Lord, it's all about
it's
you.
All about
Lord,
you.
It's all about you.
It's all about you.
Oh, Lord, I'm coming back.
I'm coming back
to the heart of worship. Oh, Lord, it's all about
it's
you.
All about
oh,
you.
It's all about you, Lord.
It's all about you.
Lord, I'm sorry, Lord.
I'm sorry, Lord,
for
thank you. Listen, those who has been suffering for a long time, I'm here telling you that Jesus is close to you. You remember the woman of the issue of blood? Upon the thousand cloud, he was able to make a move closer. So also, this is your day. Now, the garment of barrenness, the garment of sickness, it is time to take it off.
Yeah.
Tell your neighbor, take it off.
Yeah.
Say, take it off.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
There are garments. Immediately the woman touched the hem of garment. It took away her own off. It is time to take off the garment of poverty.
Yeah.
The garment of sickness.
Yeah.
The garment of barrenness.
Yeah.
The garment of hardship.
Yeah.
The garment of yoke.
Yeah.
If God's word are true for your life, let us see your hand.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Listen to my words. Those who have been suffering for a long time, Jesus is as close to you as he was. Say, is as close to me as he was to the woman of issue of blood. Remember, I told you that your prayer for many years are not lost. Don't just think that, those prayers in your living churches are not lost at all. Hallelujah. I say you are linked up with God. Say, I'm linked up with God. And the promise of God is that this new year we are about to enter is your year. Whether your people like it or not, this is a year. Say, whether my people like it or not, it's my year. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. Listen to that. Whether my people like it or not, it's my year. Hallelujah. You are about to get to the end of the year you have been labeled. Now, year to reap. Take note, your word is always sensed. Your thought is always sensed. Jesus, thought and word, to him, it is true prayer. I'm prophesying to your life. It's your year. Hallelujah. The Lord say, we take alphabet from A to C. We started from A, C, but today is the last day. C. Now you are going back. Listen to what the Lord said. Jesus came to restore the relationship and fellowship between God and man. His desire is for man to enjoy what? Of being part of God's family. Full privileges. The source of killing, stealing, and destruction is not God, but Satan. Those things that have been eating, destroying, killing, you are here to stop today. We are going to see, we started from A, B, but today we are in C. Thank you, Jesus.
For answer, pray. With my mouth I confessed. With my heart I believe. I believe God's word is true for my life. Oh Lord, I believe.
Lord, I believe.
Lord, I believe.
Lord, I believe.
Oh Lord, I believe.
Lord, I believe.
Help me overcome.
Help me overcome.
My unbelief.
My unbelief.
Lord, I believe.
Lord, I believe.
I believe. I believe.
making out time to listen to this life-changing message by Prophet T.B. Joshua. For further inquiry about this message and other ministry products, please log on to our website at www.escworldwide.com or www.emmanuel.tv or www.scoen.org, or you can send us an email on info@escworldwide.com or info@emmanuel.tv or info@scoen.org. For prayer and counseling, please call us on 234-1472-1522 or 234-8080-800-044. Emmanuel, God with us.
Make God's word the standard for your life. Make God's word the standard for your life. Make God's word the standard.